something popped out at me, and I believe I've been contacted. And here's the way I'm going to leave it. What you're about to hear came from a German lady in the southern part of the U.S. I'll leave it at that, all right? I'm not going to name her because she doesn't want to be named. I'm going to read you what she has written to me. She's spoken to me. She has never asked me for anything. She is not a public figure in any way. I'll just read this. I'll try to read it. Dear Art, first of all, I want to express my sincere and heartfelt sympathy that Ramona had to leave you behind here on Earth. Art, she didn't leave you by choice. Matter of fact, she just passed away so rapidly that at first even she didn't know what was happening to her. I'd really like to talk to you about Ramona, since I am a medium and empath. Ever since I was a child, I picked up spirits and it scared me. I felt them around me when they decided to use me to deliver messages to their loved ones that had been left behind. I hear their messages, I feel their spirit around me, I don't see them. Not until 1997 did I find out I was a medium. A psychic told me that, and now it all makes sense, and it's no longer scary to me. Why Ramona chose me instead of, say, Sylvia Brown or somebody else like her was decided long before her passing. Aren't I heard you last night? That was the night I talked about Ramona, and you need to know what happened and are waiting for further reports from the coroner. We have those now, of course. Ramona's heart just stopped. Art, it happened within a second or two. How do I know that? Well, one day after her passing, I was lying on the couch watching TV, getting a sensation that my heart would just stop. It was scary to me because my doctor had just ordered a cardiolite stress test for me. My heart is just fine, by the way. However, I asked my spiritual guide what is going on. I was told that it was not me, but rather Art's Ramona trying to tell me something. She has been around me a lot, wanting me to get in touch with you. I kept putting it off, but your wife is very persistent. You see, I had the experience before. A soul doesn't leave me alone until I deliver the message to their loved ones. Ramona can be very persistent when she wants to, and does not take no or procrastination for an answer. And so here I am. I told her that you don't know me from beans. She just said, don't worry about it. Just deliver the message. She guided me to write, and there were some people at Premier, asking them to contact you. But now back to what Ramona told me. No, she didn't know it was her time to go. It came as a total surprise to her. She had no pain or distress passing over. Her heart just stopped. Her heart was also weakened from all the medication she had taken for so many years. Her allocated time on Earth was finished. Only Ramona didn't know about it. My departed mother and tower were there to greet her. As far as I understand, it was my mother that had some input that I was chosen to be Ramona's messenger. Ramona was first in shock that she had crossed over. Then she got a temper tantrum about it. She felt that it wasn't fair. Then she tried to negotiate to come back into her body. She didn't want to leave you. She was thinking more about you than about herself. She has calmed down now, but Art, she's not a happy camper. She's at peace and accepted that she's not allowed to, that which she is not allowed to change, but it doesn't mean that she still doesn't have a little temper every now and then. But there are many other souls that are helping her along, and shortly she'll be all calm. About paying those bills ahead of time, as you mentioned on the air, maybe deep down in her subconscious she knew, but what I'm getting at is she liked to pay bills ahead of time. She liked to be organized and ahead of things. Boy, is that right. And the temper, let me tell you folks, Ramona had a flash temper. Sometimes she would get angry and, you know, you'd ask her, what's the matter, hon? And she wouldn't know. She would just be angry. She ended up taking something that was a miracle for her about 5 years ago called Zoloft. I'm sure you've heard of it. And for her, it was a miracle. But she had this flash temper. This lady could not have known that, not possibly. And so that would be Ramona getting on the other side, and she'd be angry, to use a polite term. Anyway, she goes on here. I'm also picking up from the other side, but it hasn't come through very clearly yet, that you are left behind to finish something big. Ramona also said that for you to return more actively to the airwaves is a first step. Now get this. She also said to watch Yeti. and pay very close attention to him. Yeti is special. He can pick up Ramona's spirit in the house. Those two always had a special bond between them, kind of a silent understanding. Art Yeti is going to need special attention right now. He's missing Ramona very much. Now let me stop reading this and tell you, Ramona practiced the craft. Ramona, Yeti was Ramona's, what's the right word? Familiar. I guess familiar is the right word. This lady, I've never said that on the air. There's no way this lady could have known about Yeti. No way in hell. Anyway, she goes on. Ramona likes very much when you talk to her, which I've been doing constantly. She's still with you and will be until the day it will be your time to cross. She told me to tell you to relate to the song of the movie Titanic. Yeah, that'd be her. And the love will go on and on. She also wants me to tell you thank you for your love and all those wonderful years and the wonderful life you gave me. I love you for eternity. My flesh is in the ground, but I'm still with you now and always. Art, I'm sorry to put all this into a cold email. I would rather have related it to you via telephone or in person. By the way, we did do that. I'm a 66-year-old retired senior. I'm not a professional psychic. I'm trying to eliminate parts here that would identify her. I haven't written a book. Don't talk about my gift to the media. Told you is between you, Ramona, and me. If you want to relate the message, that's up to you. I'm here for you 24/7. Anyway, it goes on and on. Let me see if I can pick up other parts that are important. She qualifies it at the end. I'm not a drug addict. I don't have mental illness or take Prozac or anything, and so forth and so on. So then there was another communication. I'm going to give you a little of that. Actually, there have been several more. And then I'm going to tell you how all this, why all this is so impactful to me. She writes, Dear Art, I feel you're not much better today. Well, I wasn't. Matter of fact, I'm picking up even more despair from you than yesterday. You feel so lost. Oh, yes. Your mind and thoughts are going in all directions. Feels as if you're lost in a fog. Oh, man. Everything is blurred. Now, you might say all of this is general stuff that would relate to anybody grieving, and I guess it probably does. I feel you have problems with thought patterns. Yes, indeed. Hell, I had problems driving. What I'm picking up is that you're still asking the same questions in your mind over and over again, the same questions we talked about yesterday. Ramona told me, this is after I had called her, that I need to write the answers down so you can read them again and again if need be. She tells me your mind is wandering all over the place and that words over the telephone rush by you like waves rushing back into the sea from the shore, and God, that was true. These are the questions you're still asking. Why didn't she wake me up? I could have helped her. Maybe I could have prevented her from crossing. The other thought that is constantly in your mind, why didn't I feel her getting up? Why did I sleep through all of this? To your question, why didn't she wake me up? Ramona says she never really fell asleep after you went to bed. She felt okay, but after a while she felt that she might get up, get another flare-up. She also tells me she wanted to be more fit for the next day so you two could enjoy the day without having her having breathing problems. Oh, right on. She tells me she would definitely have awakened you if she'd felt she would have another bad asthma attack and needed your help. Too could have I have helped her. Maybe I could have prevented her crossing over. No, Art, there's nothing you could have done to change any part of the event. It was Ramona's time to go. To why didn't I feel her getting up? Why did I sleep through all this? Ramona slipped very quietly out of bed not to wake you. She believed that everything was fine. She just decided to give herself another treatment to prevent another severe asthma attack in the morning or afternoon. She didn't want to worry you needlessly. As I mentioned to you yesterday, Ramona and your guides decided that you should not be present when God took her home. My guide tells me they tried to do this as gently as possible for you and Ramona. He tells me they knew how traumatic it would have been for you and also Ramona. She was so angry when she realized what happened. But it would have been much harder on her if you had been in the room with her. They knew it would have been traumatic, and they wanted to make it as gentle as possible. They wanted to take her to a place where she could be comforted and make her understand the why and the reason why they took her from you. Anyway, There's one more part I want to cover here. I've had much communication from this woman. Now I have some more news about your Ramona. What a wonderful person. What a wonderful soul she is. She's doing much better today. I feel her around me, full of accomplishment, and she told me why. Remember in my last email I wrote that she'll be with you until it's your time to cross? At the time, I was not told the specifics, but today she did. Art, she is, and please note I said is, really something else. Wow, what a spirit, what willpower. They'd never seen anything like that over there. Ha ha, yes, that's Ramona. She refused to have downtime to recuperate from crossing over so suddenly without warning, as most souls do. She refused to take the assignment they'd chosen for her from birth. That'd be her, all right. She insisted to be your personal spiritual guide. She fought like a tiger for days, and finally today they gave in. Normally it takes years of training to become a guide, but Ramona insisted. She told them, I took care of Art for 15 years. What training do you think I need? One of your regular guides will be with her at all times, but believe me, she's in charge. Now, it goes on and on, and I will not burden you with any more, but I'm telling you that there are endless numbers of things like her flash temper, like her determination, like the fact that Yeti is indeed, I knew for a fact, and she told me that Yeti was her familiar. All of these things, and especially the temper part, this woman never in a million years could have known about. So, I've been contacted.